We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just a crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossover. Cross him up and sit him down.
So, Josh, are you one of those people? My wife gets all annoyed when I do this stuff. Where, like, because based on your tweet on how we're already a fourth of the way through football season, like,
sad.
If we go on vacation, we'll be like one day. I'm like, man, the vacation's over. And we only got three more days. Like, I'm already like preemptively pessimistic about how much time we have left. So that's your style right now with football.
It's already like crap. It's, you know,
it's over pretty much. So what you're saying is it's over.
It's over. Enjoy it while you can, people. The NFL season is already an eighth of the way done.
That's terrible.
An eighth of the way done.
How do you think Corey and I feel? Baseball season is 8/9 of the way done.
Thank God.
8/9 of the way done.
I think, or something like that.
But there you go. Yeah, so, I respect that. I respect your...
My sadness.
Your sad outlook on the rest
of college
football.
It's like Kevin, like before the year even starts, he's always like, hey, the season starts tomorrow, but also college football's 90 days away from being done. It's like, Kevin, no, what are you doing?
Goes fast.
Isn't it so funny, though, like with football especially, how we just like pine for it all year, and then it's just, oh, and now it's off season again.
Right, and then it just like, to me, the thing that is amazing how like we, especially with Nebraska football, so we put so much time and effort and energy to absorbing and covering and talking about the team, and then it says you get 12 games.
Yeah.
You get 12 of them.
And maybe 11. Sometime. Ugh.
11 now, yeah.
You get 11.
It's going to be 11 this time. So, like, it's you got to be ready to rock.
By the way,
dude,
speaking of 11, who's doing Big Red Overreaction for the FCS game on?
Oh, man.
I think it has to be the game
Corey.
Line. I think it has to be you and Vers. Give it to Corey. Corey can do it. That's cool.
Barbecue A&M and... Barbecue sauce A&M in Nebraska.
If the weather's nice.
Someone said there's
the weather's nice, I'll sit in my backyard again.
Yeah, that was nice, right?
Had fun. It should be a lot cooler, and the mosquitoes should be down, which means Jack won't be gassing himself.
That'll be nice. There probably was no way to do it other than doing October 27th, but like going 12 straight weeks is just... Whew.
It is, but you know, at some point, you just gotta suck it up and do it.
Yeah.
Because is that the biggest problem right now, or is the biggest problem trying to find six wins? Biggest problem is finding six wins.
If you were told right now Adrian Martinez is back and he's going to be like, he's capable of playing how he played in the first week, like, are you, how much coercing would it take for you to predict that Nebraska gets to six wins?
That sounds like a new poll question for today, because yesterday it was the pessimist poll question.
Yes, typical Bob Bishop poll question.
It was.
You haven't done a poll in a while.
I think you can
muff the poll.
My wife likes the poll.
I think you could talk yourself into six wins.
I think you could.
If you can guarantee that Martinez is fully healthy.
That's the thing. It's like there's difference between being back.
Right.
And
can he be what he was against Colorado for three quarters?
Can he, the way he dropped old boy and went 0-100,
mm-hmm.
Can he do that?
Yeah, it's funny. I was reading an article today that had highlights from the Colorado game, and it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot how funny he was.
We already reminisce about...
Remember
Adrian Martinez? My guy was amazing.
He was so good.
He's going to make a great 30 for 30.
Yes.
The one-game career of Adrian Martinez.
So frustrating that... I text with somebody that they put... For Adrian Martinez, it's 2 a.m. Is like the abbreviate. Is that the
thing?
Yeah,
and we call him closing time on this show. This is game time. We can call him that on this show, too.
You speak for your own show, man, right?
Yeah, you
2
a.m.
2 a.m. is like the. That's kind of cool.
I like it, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
No, closing time's better.
Yeah, I like closing
time. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, either way, like 2 a.m. looks cool.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Like, you made a screen. I think TB12 looks cool. Like, not all abbreviate, like,
no,
your initials and a number is going to... Like, 2 a.m. looks cool.
Smells mm-hmm. good.
2 a.m. The first text I got with 2 a.m. and I was like, 2 a.m.?
You know, it's easy. You realize if you're going to go to the bother of abbreviating, it's easier just to abbreviate a.m. It's only two keystrokes.
I always called Tommy Armstrong T.A.
T.A., yeah, that's what people called him.
I haven't developed a nickname for Adrian yet. I'm letting it organically happen.
It's too bad that Adrian's last name doesn't start with an F. 2AF.
Oh. Yeah. We like it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be great.
But it's good that
does he have a nickname? Like, do the guys on the team? Because, like,
good question.
I always laugh. Like, in my mind, I always, I've moved off of Ozigbo, and I call him Ziggy Stardust because
really?
That's what, in my mind, I'm like, look at Ziggy Stardust.
I call him Ozigbo.
And then there's Space Cowboy is Maurice Washington.
That's
according
right.
to Scott Frost.
Okay.
So sometimes I call him Space Cowboy.
Any others?
That's so I just want to know, is there like an Adrian Martinez
the
nickname out there?
Question.
That,
say Coach Frost.
There's the eel is Greg Bell, right? They call him
that's
the eel.
Right, they do
the
call
eel?
Him the eel.
What right?
Does that even mean?
I didn't know that.
See,
okay.
I'm a big nickname guy. I want to know. Yeah, I would don't. Like, I don't want a depth chart. I want everybody's nickname. And I want to then.
That's
that'd be
they,
fun
they need
to get all
to
the
do,
nicknames and have to like, really? Why? Huh?
They need to do what Major League Baseball does in July. That
the,
one
oh,
game a year where they
game.
Put the nickname
in. The FCS game in October. It'd be perfect for it.
Does he have an... I don't think Adrian Martinez... I mean, because he had Team Magic with Tater Martinez.
2 a.m. is probably the most popular one right
now. Remember Ron Franklin? Dinner.
People... Brad's got a team for a few years. People struggled with some names. They said,
Donkey Kong. Oh, my gosh.
Prince of Mukamara. Prince of Mukamara was just a... if you couldn't get through the first part of a Mukamara, you were punting.